Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about that coronavirus stimulus package. Yeah, you know that thing that Congress is pushing through, that the president signed, that, you know, is supposedly coming to us. Yeah, there's a lot of components of this thing, and some of it applies to us personally, some of it applies to us as business elements, some of it applies to us, well, some of it just doesn't apply to us. So it's got a bunch of components to it also. I mean, there's all these different things that they're trying to solve. It's like the government sat back and they said, okay, we're going to run the entire economics of the country. So therefore, we have to know everybody's economic plan. Therefore, we have to know everything about every industry that's out there and all things that are tangible and negligible towards those things. And as a result of that, we're going to create this giant stimulus plan. So, you know, at the end of the day, they put this thing together with all kinds of great intent, you know, to try and help us out. But most of us are still confused as to what's in that coronavirus stimulus package. So on today's show, what I'm going to attempt to do is I'm going to attempt to unpackage this whole thing. I'm going to attempt to break down all the components into their different components, I guess, and explain them. And as well as I do, as well as my research is, there's no guarantee that everything I tell you today is absolutely written in stone. Okay, and I'll get to some of those things. There's a couple things that I'm going to point out to you that are in the current plan that maybe are not in, you know, things. Well, let's how do I just say this? Let's just say it. Okay, so let's just get into this darn thing, and I'll be able to give you an example of that in the first thing that I cover. So, in an effort to curb the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic, President Trump signed a coronavirus stimulus package that's called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as CARES, the CARES Act. The CARES Act is the biggest rescue package in United States history. With a staggering price tag of $2 trillion, the legislation seeks to provide emergency financial assistance to people and businesses as the coronavirus crisis whipsaws the markets and batters our economy. And that's exactly what it's doing. You know, the federal government's CARE Act involves multiple policy changes, new relief programs, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I guarantee you, there's stuff in here that I didn't even know was covered by this thing. And that's kind of the reason I'm bringing this all to you, so that you can be informed also. Some of the most important among these include pushing back the federal income tax deadline. As many of you are aware, that got pushed back to July 15th, sending direct cash payments to most Americans. Yeah, most of us haven't received them yet, but I've got some news on that. And expanding unemployment benefits. Okay, yeah, there's a whole lot going on in the unemployment world. I mean, it's even got some people saying, wow, I can make more on unemployment than I make working. Why would I go to work? Why would I take a paycheck? Because I can get more money through unemployment benefits. That's not everybody, but there are some people that get caught up in that particular thing. Now let's get to the stimulus check, because this is the one thing that we're all aware of that we're potentially going to get. A lot of us aren't sure if we're eligible for it. A lot of us are unsure as to how much we get. So let me see if I can break this thing down for you. All right. So a stimulus check will be in the amount of $1,200 for individuals. It will be in the amount of $2,400 for married couples, and it will be in the amount of $1,200 for head of households. Now, what does all that mean? Well, those are all tax filing statuses. So if you're an individual and your adjusted gross income is $75,000 or less, you're going to get the $1,200. If your adjusted income or adjusted gross income increments up, In other words, if for every $100 that your adjusted gross income etches up, it decreases the stimulus check by $5. What does that mean? Okay, so if you had an adjusted gross income of $75,000 or less, you would get $1,200. Now, if you're at $80,000, somewhere between $75,000 and $80,000, you can expect $950. And it keeps ratcheting down until you get to the $99,000 mark. If you're at $99,000 or more, you get $0. And that's only for people filing singly. Now, for you married couples out there, what they're doing is they're basically doubling everything. So they're saying, okay, we're going to give you $2,400 and your adjusted gross income has to be $150,000 or less. And they're doing the same incremental reduction. So if you get to $198,000 on your adjusted gross income, that $24,000 stimulus check goes down to zero. And for you head of household filers, basically it's a little bit different than the single. You get some better perks. It's $1,200 for head of households whose adjusted gross income is $112,500 or less. And that starts to increment out until you get to $136,500. And if you get to there or more than that, you're not getting a stimulus check. Now, the other thing that I found very interesting about this is you get $500 per child that's claimed as a dependent. So I've got two kids, so I should get $1,000, right? Wrong. See, the way they wrote this thing, it basically says that any child you have under the age of 17, in other words, any children from newborns to 16 years of age, you get a stimulus check for. But what about those kids that you've got in the household that are 17, 18, or in college like my kids are? Right now, the current plan says you get nothing for them. You get zero. And you and I both know, especially those of us that have kids in that 17 to say 23 year bracket, that's when they're the most expensive. So I think the government kind of did a little bit of an oversight there. I do know there's legislation in play right now. I was looking at an article written by Emily, I'm going to mess up her last name, Zakor, and she is talking about this particular issue that the Congress is aware that they've left a big gap out of our economy, a big gap out of our households, and they're trying to fix it. But at the end of the day, it's the government. They can only do as good as the government can do. And what we need to do for you is we need to get you focused on real estate investing. There'll be more information on that when we come back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, what I'm trying to do for you is I'm trying to break down this coronavirus stimulus package known as the CARES Act. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff in here. You know, the government threw a lot of stuff against the wall and some of it is sticking. And in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the stimulus check payments. Now, the one thing I didn't mention that I want to mention now is that when the government determines whether or not you're eligible for these stimulus check payments, what they're going to do is they're going to base it on your 2019 tax return. And if you haven't filed the 2019 tax return, then they're going to use your 2018 tax return. Now, why do I bring this up? Well, if you have filed already, take a look at what your adjusted gross income is, okay? I mean, this is for 2019. If you've already filed, you've already filed. It's just the way it is. If you haven't filed, what the government's going to do is they're going to look at that 2018 return. If your adjusted gross income is higher than the thresholds, Okay. And you're potentially going to start either losing money from the stimulus check or get no money from the stimulus check because your AGI is too high. You may want to consider filing your 2019 taxes if you think your adjusted gross income is going to be in a better or a lower position, I should say, than what it was in 2018. Just, you know, thinking outside the box there, trying to, well, I'll be honest with you, just trying to game the system a little bit there. You know, but that's what all of us are trying to do, right? We're trying to game the system and figure out what's going on. Now, according to an internal IRS plan reviewed by the Washington Post, the IRS will begin sending out electronic stimulus check payments as early as tomorrow. That's April 9th. And by April 15th, an estimated 50 to 70 million Americans are expected to receive their stimulus checks. So it's coming, folks. Literally, the check's in the mail. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, okay. And there's lots of jokes that go from that. But first and foremost, the government will disperse checks electronically to bank accounts if it sent tax refunds in 2018 or later. All other eligible recipients will receive their checks by mail. Within 15 days of disbursement, taxpayers will receive notification in the mail that says that their check's method of payment and its amount, as well as a phone number to use if they did not receive the payment. So regardless of whether or not they just push the money into your bank account or they send you a check, they're going to send you something in the mail to let you know that, hey, you should have gotten something already. And if you haven't, maybe there's a little fraud going on there, or maybe there's something else. A congressional memo states that the IRS will begin mailing out paper stimulus checks during the week of May 4th. Following that, about 5 million checks will be sent out to Americans on a weekly basis. The memo also states that because of this schedule, some people may not see their stimulus checks until late summer. And if you'd like to avoid this wait, the IRS is planning on adding an online tool to its website by mid-April that will allow Americans to enter their bank account information so they can receive their stimulus checks via direct deposit. Now, there are tax preparation softwares out there that are kind of doing the same feature. Like TurboTax has a similar setup. It's a feature. It features an online registration tool for Americans who are not required to file a tax return and do not receive Social Security benefits. So those are the folks that most likely, you know, if you get your refund by check or you don't file a return and you don't get Social Security benefits, so you're not getting any type of correspondence or you're not doing any correspondence regarding tax filing and you're not receiving any benefits payments from the federal government, then you're probably, you know, already set up for a check. So pay close attention to that, because if you can get your electronic information for your bank account sent to the IRS, they'll send you the check electronically. And what we want for you is we want to get that money in your hands as soon as possible. You know, April 15th is a lot sooner than May 4th. It's just the way it is, okay? Now, there's another component of this thing, this CARES package, or CARES Act, I should say, and it's the Unemployment Insurance Program. The law provides unemployment insurance to people for more people. I can't say it. The law provides unemployment insurance to more people and for longer, okay? Workers who lose their jobs to coronavirus can receive unemployment for up to 39 weeks, which is 13 weeks longer than is usual in most states. Also, the government has expanded the types of workers who are eligible to include independent contractors, gig workers, that, you know, like musicians and stuff like that, freelancers, and people who have been furloughed. Additionally, the federal government is adding $600 per week in benefits through July 31st of 2020. So if you've been affected, you've lost your job, you need to take a look at what unemployment benefits are out there for you. The federal government is stacking more on there for you. It's designed to help you. Can you get both the stimulus check and the unemployment insurance program? From what everything I'm reading, yes, you can. Okay. The instated goal is to try and help you out through this process, this thing we're going through that we have no control over, this virus thing. and keep you afloat, okay? Now, I already mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it again. There's a federal income tax filing extension. So the deadline for filing your 2019 returns is no longer April 15th. It has been officially moved 3 months out all the way to July 15th. So the extension also applies to tax payments owed for 2019 and estimated tax payments for 2020. People who use the extension, now get this, will not incur late fees and they do not need to file extra payments. Paperwork as the extension is automatic. So you automatically get an extra 90 days to pay your taxes, and you also get an extra 90 days to hold on to the money before you actually have to pay taxes that are due. Now, here's one that this is going to affect a good portion of us, especially those of us as landlords. But there are those of you that are out there that are landlords that are also tenants. There's also those of you out there that own your own individual homes and you own rental properties. So this particular component is going to be of big interest to you. This is the rent and mortgage payment relief. Homeowners who have federally backed mortgages by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, HUD, or USDA loans and are experiencing financial hardships due to the coronavirus pandemic may request forbearance for up to 180 days. On April 1st of 2020, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, I don't know. I was just screwed up his name. He's a big government official. Anyhow, that guy clarified that you must have lost your job to qualify for federally backed mortgage forbearance. Now, during this period, borrowers will not incur fees, penalties, or interest due to not making their mortgage payments. To receive the deferral, you do not have to prove the condition of your finances. You only have to attest to it. But you have to contact your loan servicer to have your payments postponed, and you may request an additional 180 days of mortgage relief if needed. And that said, if your mortgage is held by a private lender, you should still contact it to see if they're providing mortgage relief. Many banks, including Fifth Third Bank, Marcus, which is Goldman Sachs, and TD Bank, are suspending payments or offering special terms. And also, check to see if your governor has made any mortgage-related declarations. For instance, in New York, Governor Cuomo has waived mortgage payments for 90 days, and many states are also calling a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures. More on.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm here working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're taking a stab at this coronavirus stimulus package called the CARES Act, and there's a lot of things in this thing, a lot of things that affect you and me, a lot of things that we want to be concerned about. And I've already talked about the individual stimulus check that's supposed to be coming out to a big chunk of us. I've talked a little bit about the unemployment insurance program. I've talked a little bit about the federal income tax filing extension, and we were talking about the rent and mortgage relief or payment relief plan in the last segment. But I want to make something very clear, and it has to do with evictions. Okay, And this is the most accurate information I've got as of literally right now. Make sure, and this is for you investors, okay, for you landlords out there, make sure you know if you have a federally backed loan or participate in a federal housing program, which places you under the eviction moratorium in the CARES Act that was signed back on the 27th of March. This prevents landlords from noticing or filing eviction of or asking a resident to leave for 120 days from signing of the bill. Then you must provide a 30-day notice. This effectively pushes any evictions for non-payment of rent to at least August 29th of 2020. So if you do not know if your loan is federally backed, contact your loan servicer, because the kicker is this. If your tenants aren't paying, you need to know what your remediation is. What can you do to keep yourself whole? Very important stuff. Now let's get into this thing called the Paycheck Protection Program, also known as the PPP. And this new law provides loans to small businesses of 2.5 times their average monthly payroll cost, excluding the pay for people who earn $100,000 or more, and it allows you to borrow up to $10 million. The goal of the Paycheck Protection Program is to incentivize businesses with generally 500 and fewer employees to continue employing people, so businesses that maintain their full workforce and payroll will be forgiven the part of the loans that amounts to 8 weeks of the payroll costs, excluding the pay for people who earn $100,000 or more, plus rent on a leasing agreement, mortgage interest payments, and utilities. Interest on the part of the loan that is not forgiven is fixed at 1%. The loan will be due in 2 years and payments are deferred for 6 months, though interest will accrue during the deferral period. Yeah, but 1% interest? Holy smokes, that's pretty small. What's more is that sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed individuals are eligible for these loans. Additionally, to receive a Paycheck Protection Program or PPP loan, you do not need to have been denied credit elsewhere. You also do not need to sign a personal guarantee or put up collateral. To apply, you need to contact an existing SBA 7A lender, or any federally insured depository institution, federally insured credit union, or farm credit system institution that's participating. I know it's a lot of different entities, but they're out there. Small businesses and sole proprietorships may submit applications literally now, okay? Though many banks may not have be ready to receive them yet. The key thing is this: independent contractors and self-employed individuals can begin applying effective April 10th. The program ends June 30th, but applicants should submit sooner rather than later as the funding is capped at $349 billion. Okay. Now, there's something else you need to know about, which is the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, or the EIDLs. And according to the CARES Act, getting one of these EIDL loans involves less red tape, which is good news for small business relief amid the coronavirus crisis. The SBA, or the Small Business Administration, will approve EIDLs based on the applicant's credit score, while loans of up to $200,000 do not require a personal guarantee. These loans are available for up to $2 million to businesses with fewer than 500 employees, nonprofits, sole proprietors, independent contractors, tribal businesses, and more. You must, however, have been in business by January 31st of this year. And terms for these EIDLs are 30 years with a 3.75% interest rate, 2.75% if you're nonprofit. I don't think many of you guys are out there nonprofit. I think you're for profit. And payments are deferred for 1 year from the start of the loan. Additionally, the new law provides for cash advances of up to $10,000. If you use the money to cover paid leave, payroll, increased costs due to the coronavirus, and more, the money will be, get this, forgiven and considered a grant. You can apply now for an emergency advance or an EIDL directly on the SBA's website. That's the Small Business Administration's website. Now, here's some things that you need to know, especially if you're an investor and you're investing in multifamily or single family properties. Both the EIDL loan program and grant and the PPP loan are not available to landlords. I know it sounded great when I was telling you all of that, right? Well, they're available to third-party management companies that do not have a common ownership with the property or entities that own the property. Now, I'll tell you, there's a bunch of people out there lobbying right now with the Apartment Association. I guarantee you Lifestyles Unlimited is leading the charge to get relief in the next round of legislation, because it's kind of like the problem we had with the stimulus checks with, you know, kids 17 to 23 or 22, whatever that age group is, that are considered dependents, that are the most expensive dependents that you can have outside of maybe an aging parent, and we're not getting a stimulus check for those kids because they're beyond the age of 16. Clearly an oversight. I think this whole thing with the economic injury disaster loans and the paycheck protection program, I think those were oversights too. I think that we'll hopefully get through this, but you never know, because at the end of the day, Congress is Congress, and Congress is going to do what Congress is going to do. But the one thing I know is that Congress owns a lot of real estate. Okay, so I'm fairly confident that I think this is going to get done, because there's a lot of people in Congress that are going to benefit from it. Now, there's some stimulus package benefits for individuals. I'm going to try and knock some of these things out because they may apply to you. And that's what I'm trying to do here, is I'm just trying to give you information you can use. Now, there's a thing called paid sick leave. Generally, employees who work for private or public companies with fewer than 500 workers are entitled to up to 2 weeks of paid leave. And if they can't work due to COVID-19, it can be the employee who is sick or someone in the family who needs care. So what did that gobbledygook mean? Well, under the new law, employers are required to pay the employee's regular rate up to $511 per day. Why they came up with that, I have no idea, for 10 days if the employee is sick or under quarantine, or no more than $200 per day for 10 days if the employee has to stay home to care for a family member. If your company has more than 500 employees, it's likely that it has a paid sick leave policy already in place. Now, here's another one for you folks with student loan debt out there. To help borrowers during the financial crisis, the CARE Act authorizes the Secretary of Education to suspend payments for federal student loans until September 30th of 2020. During this period, no interest will accrue on any federal student loans. The Department of Education will inform borrowers by literally April 11th that the collection of their payments have been temporarily suspended and interest is being waived. If you choose to continue making payments, though, they will be applied entirely against the principal. Also, students with work study grants who are not able to do their job because the campus is closed may still be paid in full, though schools may choose to pay less. In addition to authorizing student loan forbearance, the legislation also allows institutions of higher education to turn unused work study funds into supplemental grants. Also, students who drop out because of COVID-19 will not have to pay back federal grants. And what's more, payments for capital financing are deferred for historically black colleges and universities for an initial 180 days. More stimulus after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
All
On today's show, we are talking about the coronavirus stimulus package. I mean, there is a ton of stuff that got dropped into this thing, and some of the stuff has a direct impact on you. And what I'm trying to do is go through a lot of the components of this thing and share with you what I think is important for you to hear. Now, this next section is really important to those of you that are considering investing in real estate, or you're already investing in real estate, and you've got an IRA or a 401k. People who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, or whose spouses have been diagnosed, or anyone who has been adversely affected financially by the coronavirus or disease, can now withdraw up to $100,000 from their tax-advantaged retirement accounts, you know, those 401ks, those IRAs, completely penalty-free. Normally, early withdrawals come with a 10% surcharge, okay, on top of whatever your normal tax rate is. The distribution will be counted as income. Yep, you still have to pay taxes on it over basically a three-year period, though. And people who take the distribution will have a three-year window to repay the money if they wish. This provision for penalty-free early withdrawals does not apply to pension plans. So people like me that have pensions, I can't go and pull money out of my pensions. This only applies to you people that are stuffing money into glorified savings accounts. Okay, something you should be very, very aware of. Now, I'll tell you, if you've got one of those IRAs or those 401ks, I'm going to do something I don't think I've ever done on this show, which is this. You might want to talk to your financial planner and find out what's going on with those particular assets. Now, if it were me, I wouldn't even have those darn things, okay? But some of you do have those darn things, and here's an opportunity to tap into that money, and gives you an opportunity to either not pay it back or go ahead and pay it back without any penalties. So something to consider. There's also something called a delayed requirement minimum distributions, also called the RMDs. And with so much volatility in the stock market, retirees who must take required minimum distributions, or RMDs, may delay taking them or making them for 1 year. Now, this applies to both 2019 RMDs that were supposed to be taken by April 1st of 2020 and RMDs for 2020 itself. Now, I don't have those. I'm not even 100% sure what those are. I think those are people that hit that age threshold and they have to start taking money out of their plans. This basically allows you to not take money out of your plans. And so I don't know why you wouldn't take money out, especially now. Now's the time to take it out. So that one doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But there's a coronavirus health insurance coverage. The CARE Act has stipulations within it that require private health insurance providers to cover various health care costs associated with COVID-19. More specifically, the bill calls for providers to cover all costs surrounding coronavirus testing, inpatient treatment, and any future vaccines. So it's the government's mandating that, you know, you're going to get that extra level of insurance, health insurance coverage. Charitable contributions. Here's what I thought was kind of interesting. So that people can contribute more to their churches and other charitable organizations, the new law allows you to claim up to $300 in cash contributions as a deduction. And this will apply whether or not you itemize your tax return. Also, the 50% of adjusted gross income ceiling has been suspended for individuals, while the 10% limitation on corporations has been raised to 25%. So what the government's encouraging you to do is to give money to those places that are truly in need of money, those places that are truly helping people that are in need of money right now. You know what I'm talking about. You know that giving begins with your wallet, and you've got to do the right things for the right people, because at the end of the day, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you already know that there is a requirement for you to give back. So whatever that means to you, you got to do it. It's just the way it is. Now, There are some other stimulus package benefits that are designed for businesses, okay? There's an employee retention tax credit. The tax credit, it's a credit that employers can receive for up to 50% of qualified wages paid to employees, including qualified health plan costs. The qualified wage cap is $10,000 per employee for all calendar quarters, meaning the maximum credit is $5,000 per employee. And according to the IRS website, employers eligible for the employee retention tax credit include those carrying on business during the 2020 calendar year and during the 2020 calendar year. I know this comes from the IRS, I'm sorry. And fully or partially suspend operations during any calendar quarter in 2020 due to orders from an appropriate governmental authority limiting commerce, travel, or group meetings for commercial, social, religious, or other purposes due to COVID-19, and experience a significant decline in gross receipts during the calendar quarter. For the latter requirement, the IRS defines a significant decline in gross receipts as any instance where an employer's gross receipts for 2020 calendar quarter are less than 50% of its gross receipts for the same quarter in 2019. So it's pretty easy to prove that. Some other benefits that are out there. I mean, I'll tell you what, I could really just go into these things. It's probably a whole other show I could do on these things. There's something called a short-time compensation program. There's something called the Economic Stabilization Loan Program. There's something called the other funding measures in the CARE Act. There's state and local governmental aid. There's hospital and other health care provider assistance, food banks and other food security programs. I mean, there's a lot of things out there, but here's the thing. And here's the thing you need to be aware of. While you're managing your money, while you're managing your business, while you're managing your personal life, while you're managing all those things that are important to you, I want you to understand this. Don't go it alone. Okay, the volatility in the stock market can be very frightening. It's scaring a lot of people. But if you've got professional guidance, you can make decisions with confidence and you can sleep at night. Now, what am I suggesting? Well, those of you that have listened to the program for a while know exactly what I'm suggesting. It is a completely qualified education in real estate investing. See, in real estate right now, we're looking at this from a slightly different lens. Now, are we getting kind of screwed by the EIDL loan and grant and the PPP loan, you know, because they're not available to landlords right now? Yeah, we're getting kind of screwed right now. But at the end of the day, we've got all the appropriate entities out there recognizing that this is an oversight and lobbying Congress right now to remedy that oversight. So I feel pretty confident that's going to get taken away. The other thing that I think is going on right now, and my mentor and friend, our CEO, Del Walmsley, suggested this today. He said, the best buying opportunity since 2008, 2009 is potentially on the horizon. It's potentially right there just waiting for us. And I'll tell you what, those of us that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got our powder dry. We have moved money aside. It is sitting in liquid accounts. What's a liquid account? Well, something like a savings account or a checking account or a money market account, something that pays you a certain amount of money, you know, a certain interest rate, which is usually pretty nil, but you have total access to that money. Meaning, if you've got $50,000 sitting in that account and you find a deal you want to buy and it takes $50,000 to do it, you can pull all that money out and do that deal. That's what I'm talking about, liquidity. And we have members that are very liquid right now because they are sensing a change in our real estate market. We actually believe that, you know, properties are going to start coming on sale. And what does coming on sale mean? Well, it might mean you can buy it 10% less than what you could have bought it last year. Maybe it's 20% less. Maybe it's 25% less. What causes all of this? Well, maybe it's people that didn't get this show content about what, you know, the stimulus package can provide for them. I don't know. But at the end of the day, people are going to get damaged that own real estate, and they're going to be in a position where they can't recover, and those properties are going to go into foreclosure or receivership, or something is going to happen to them, which makes them available to people like us. And we will close the deal. Now, if you don't have any idea of how to close the deal, you've got no clue about this real estate investing, okay, which is good because that means you don't have any bad habits. What you need is you need an incredible real estate investing education, and we've got it. And I'll tell you what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to attend one of our upcoming virtual free workshops. These are scheduled over the next couple of days. They occur at the noon hour. They occur in the evening hours. There's different time frames for you, but what you need to do in order to access these free workshops is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. I'll say it again in just a moment because I realize that's a lot. I don't know who comes up with our URLs. I'm sure it's somebody in our marketing department, but you know, it is what it is. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for one of those upcoming workshops because I'll tell you what, it's going to set your mind at ease. It's going to show you how we do things in real estate. It's going to show you how we buy single family and multifamily properties. It's going to, I'll tell you what, it's going to fill your mind with the possibilities of what you can do with us. And remember, at Lifestyles Unlimited, it's not about the money, but it's all about a bad lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.